kids. This one is from Tokyo. It's called I Can Tell.
The way you smile and you bust my balls. Why you baby, I can't understand. Well, I can tell, I can tell. I know you don't.
Yeah. Hello, this is Robin Zanner.
Hello, this is Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick for Rad.
Some people think it's fun to drive drunk, but that's unacceptable.
Be smart. If you drink,
don't drive.
Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
And now my eyes can see so clear.
91.5 MFO with Black Sabbath, Wheels of Confusion. We started that long block off with The Sundays, Baby Glows in the Dark, live at Coney Island. Sundays is sometimes play with Johnny Thunders. Sometimes they were his backing band. So we played some Johnny Thunders, I can tell. And he was also, Johnny Thunders was New York Dolls guitarist, of course. We played New York Dolls Subway Train. And then Black Sabbath, Wheels of Confusion. That's from Volume 4. Classic Ruins do a version of I Can Tell. I can't think of who did the original right now. Let's hear some Classic Ruins. It's MFO.
Well, we loaded up the car for the holiday, and we headed on down the road. Spirits high, but she was riding low with such a heavy load. Mom and Dad and the kids in back with Grandma and Uncle Mike. Picnic baskets way up on the roof rack, we headed on down the pike. Roadsides pointing out the proper direction to the earthly paradise. Fun and games and water slides, Ferris wheels and rides. And the billboard sign said 125 miles this way on down the road. It's a happy place where you can have some fun and lay down your heavy load. The serious mountain underwater cave in the amusement park. Mysterious mountain underwater caves in the amusement park. Well, we gotta get out of the city, leave computer fatigue far behind. Get out in the sun and have some fun, far away from the same old grind. Sometimes I wonder, why are we living? What's the point and what's the trick? Sometimes it seems like all we're given is just a carrot on a stick. To have some beers in our golden years, I can only guess. To sit on the porch in our rocking chairs and reminisce about this mess. And the billboard sign says 39 miles this way on down the road. It's a happy place where you can have some fun and lay down your heavy load. Mysterious mountain underwater cave in the amusement park. Mysterious mountain underwater cave in the amusement park. It's a place where there's no traffic jams and penguins all run free. Maybe there's a nudist camp way out on the periphery. In Ludlow, so the kids can take a leap. Oh, mommy, daddy, like it says on the internet, will it really have circus freaks? I had to fix a flat of my Tacoma, stop for lunch and had a beer. I got a speeding ticket, asked the cop for directions, cause it really was not clear. Which way to the funhouse, which way to the Dodger, and how much will it cost? Left the map at the damn speeding trap. Honey, I think we're lost. Will we ever find the funhouse? Mysterious Indian Park. Never fear, my dear, I think we're getting near, but it's starting to get dark. And the billboard says it only half a mile this way on down the road. It's a happy place where you can have some fun and lay down your heavy load. Mysterious mountain underwater cave in the amusement park. Mysterious mountain underwater cave in the amusement park. hard sign at the front of the establishment further on down the road. That billboard sign said, "Sorry, folks, Indian Park is closed."
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show over at Tufts University. And yes, now is the time for the Boston Groupie News Report, where I go to bostongroupienews.com, tell you what's happening around now, according to them. Just plan on staying at the Midway all day. The Prozac, Scotty Saints and the True Believers, the Stigmatics and Dave Strong do a Midway matinee show right now. Started at 3 p.m., goes to 7 p.m. You can still catch most of it. Boston Oi Fest with the Welch Boys, the Blue Bloods, the Abductors, and Ice Cold Killers. They're tonight at the Midway. Verbal Assault, the FUs. Hey, my band opened up for the FUs once. Peace Test, Bulletproof, Bulletproof Backpack, and Holy Hands are at the May Pawtucket in Rhode Island. Paper Tigers, Sunshine Riot, Luxury Death Trap, High and Dry are at the Thirsty First in Lowell tonight. And there's all sorts of other stuff going on here. Check it out. Great articles. Always go to bostongroupienews.com for all this and more. Oh, I also wanted to add, down in New York City, Boston's very own Muck and the Myers are going to be playing at Otto's with the Carvels. So for you New York listeners, go check out Otto's tonight, and you'll hear these guys.
It offers no protection, even with those. Yeah. Alligator. call. He writes you prescriptions for your head and your balls. There's just enough pills for 1 month's supply, but it's the best treatment that money can buy. I can't see the warning, the sign said beware. You're older and wiser, but you don't really care. There's one thing for certain, don't take it so tough. But life is too short, sometimes not short enough. Not short enough. Not short enough. Not short enough. Not short enough.
That's the end, folks, of A Crash Course for the Ravers this Saturday. Hope you enjoyed it. That last block, well, I don't even think I said who played in the block before that. There was, Louis the Senders, Baby Glows in the Dark, Johnny Thunders, I Can Tell, New York Dolls, Subway Train, Black Sabbath, Wheels of Confusion, Classic Ruins, Indian Amusement Park, Fuzz Tones with Ward 81. Oh, that Indian Amusement Park, that's an Asa Brebner cover from the I Am Not Gone, a whole album. It's two of them, I Am Not Gone 1 and 2. I think they must have gotten all of Asa Brebner's songs on there. Fuzztones with Ward 81. We had the OCs with Thumb Buster. Muck and the Myers with Sunny Feeling. The Carvels NYC with Scarcity. Jay Prozac with Building Blocks. The FU's Preschool Dropout. The Peasants with Boston Girl. We had a bunch of jerks covering David Bowie's Moon Age Daydream. Asa Brebner and Friends. There he is. Last Bad Habit, and the Stigmatics, Not Short Enough. Vin Magazzini's coming up next with his acoustic Ceiling. Stick around for that. It's always good. I'll be back next week, 1 to 4, every Saturday. So until then, till next Saturday, see ya! 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well. If they can